It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
It's always exciting to get guests up each week for this segment, but this week is very special as we have up two amazing international songwriters, Mary Lattimore and Juliana Bawick. They've got a double headliner show coming up tomorrow night at the Tuning Fork, for which you can grab your last few tickets from Ticketmaster. Roy Montgomery is also going to be playing, and it's guaranteed to be a great show. Kia ora, guys. Welcome to New Zealand. How are you going?
Thank you so much.
Good.
Nice
to
be here.
Just arrived and came right here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Straight to the radio station.
Have you been here before? Have you been to New Zealand, either of you?
Yes.
Yeah, both of you?
Yeah.
When was the last time you were here?
I played a few shows in 2016. I played in Christchurch and Wellington and Auckland, like, late 2016. Yeah.
And has anything changed? Is it different here in the Big Smoke?
I don't know. I haven't been here that long. I guess we'll have to see later on today.
And did you get up to anything fun last time you were here?
Well, the shows are really fun, and I met a lot of sweet people here.
There's lots of those.
Yeah, went to Hot Pools.
Oh, yeah.
And went to, what was the bar called? I can't remember. This really cool bar that has closed down since.
It was Golden Dawn, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I really
like
that place.
I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a place I would like.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a favorite. It was a nice one. But it is sad to go. Sad to see that one go. Lots of our venues around here.
And the Hot Pools, too, I heard.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to Waiwera? Oh, yeah. Must have been. That's the only one that, there's a big one that's closed down in the past couple of years.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of stuff has changed since I was here last time.
Have you got anything lined up for this trip that you're wanting to do?
I think we want to see some nature.
That's always good. I have some friends who live on Waiheke Island now.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to go out there and see them. Some friends of mine, two sets of friends happen to live there. So.
Oh, that's a nice coincidence then.
Yeah.
It's not too far away as well. I feel like when musicians come to New Zealand, they always have to go quite a bit out of Auckland to get the New Zealand luxury that all the photos are for. But Waiheke is a really nice place to go to.
Yeah, cool.
So how long have you two known each other, and what have you worked on in the past together?
We've known each other since 2015 or something.
I think we were kind of email friends and mutual admirers, and then we finally met when I rolled through Philly, which is where Mary used to live. We both live in LA now. But I played in Philly, and we got to meet after that show. And then we've collaborated on stage a couple times, and we've done a few tours together.
Oh, nice.
And not collaborated and collaborated. So we've done a few things together.
Juliana made a beautiful remix for one of my songs from my last solo record, and it was a great remix too. So that was kind of a collaboration.
It was a bop.
And you guys are fond of each other's work, which is really
yeah,
nice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you've played before. Have you ever done a double headliner show like you're doing in Auckland tomorrow night?
I guess we have, but sort of not where the collaboration was kind of the feature of it. You know, I feel like it was kind of loose in other times that we've done it. Like, oh yeah, maybe we'll do it, or 5 minute kind of thing. But this is more like an experiment each night, like a real improvisation each night.
Yeah, so that was something that I was wondering about. When you do your collaborative set, do you rehearse it beforehand, or do you kind of just full go lean on improvisation
for
it?
Improvisation.
I think the only guideline we might have is a key.
Like, oh yeah, one rule.
Yeah, that's definitely helpful for me. Mm-hmm. So, and then we just
trial off and see how it goes.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm really excited for tomorrow night, by the way. It's
cool.
Be great.
Thank you.
So you've each chosen a couple songs that we're going to share with the BFM listeners. Is there any overlying theme that you guys went for when you were choosing them?
I personally went for one that was like a real deep cut. That's like it's my favorite song of all time, and from my favorite movie of all time, and it definitely informed like how that paired with choral singing my whole life just the beauty of it. So beautiful. It's a Welsh lullaby from the movie Empire of the Sun, and I've mentioned it several times over the years, but it just gets
hits the spot. It's a perfect representation.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Sure.
You asked a good question, Julianne. Have you ever covered that song before? It's such a favorite for you. You were just saying off air about a show that you covered on, or before a show that you covered it for.
Yeah, I played the Melbourne Music Festival in 2016, and my dad was there. And since he was in the audience, I thought, you know, he would like that if I covered it. I was also just kind of warming up to the space because it was pretty intimidating.
Big cathedral, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Awesome. The next track, we'll choose the one that Mary, you've chosen. Which one did you want to start on?
Oh, either one's fine.
Should we start with Wise Blood?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I picked that one just because I've been listening to her new record a ton. I love it, and she's a good friend of mine. And she and I have collaborated a little bit together and toured together, but I just love her voice, and I think her music keeps getting better and better.
I feel the same. I was a big fan of her last record, and this new one has gone even above and beyond my expectations of what she could do. She actually came to New Zealand a couple of years ago and played at Whammy Bar, and it was really awesome. So yeah, let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Drank a lot of coffee today. Got lost in the fray. I gave all I had for a time, then by some strange design, I got a case of the empties, the ruler of my world, a lost, forgotten pearl. When fire leaves a girl to burn to dry my life, living on the fall. Thank you.
That actually is a favorite from around here at BFM. We've been listening to that a lot over the last couple months. It's been one of our favorite Rotate tracks. So it's a good coincidence that you chose that one. I'm going to get into some deeper questions. So the big one that I was curious about is, do you find that with the music that both of you create, like experimental, ambient, however you want to describe it, do you ever find it limiting to like engage audiences or try and promote it to people that don't usually indulge in it? Or do you kind of just give up? Do you kind of just let the people that you focus on the people that you like it? That already kind of like ambient music.
I think, it's good to just not think about it too much, you know? And but I have found that people are pretty fascinated with the harp because they might not get to see it so often. So that kind of is like my lucky ace or whatever. It's like having an instrument that's a little bit weird might bring more people to the show just to hear.
Yeah, because I'm not too familiar with many, many popular harp players. I mean, you're probably more familiar with some
than
I am. Oh, yeah. that leads me into another question, actually, that was when I asked around, everyone says, well, I just want to know, how do they transport the harp from city to city? Because I'm sure there's a massive process, right? It's not easy.
Well, in this case, it was so luxurious, I didn't have to think about it. Like, it was found for me for this show, and then also for the shows in Australia and Tasmania and Japan, so that was really good. I had to buy a harp in Europe so that I wouldn't have to always borrow someone's most precious, expensive possession.
Because they're quite expensive, right?
They are, and so, like, I found that, you know, putting it in a van and taking it all through Europe was like something that a lot of harpists were nervous about having me do naturally, and so I invested in one over there so I can just use my own and not have to sort of for my own peace of mind. Like if I get a tiny scratch on it, I don't have to think about like how humiliated.
I guess with borrowing instruments would always be kind of a stressful thing because it's everybody's so precious with theirs, understandably.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're kind of representing harp players around the world when you go to places like New Zealand and play in front of people?
Not to be, yeah. I mean, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Not to be like self, you know, like too self, like proud of myself or something, but I definitely feel like I am trying to represent all of us and like show people the versatility of an instrument. Mm.
And you often play solo, but Juliana, do you usually play solo or do you play with a couple backing members?
I usually play solo.
Oh, okay. Do you think do you prefer playing solo to playing with people up there with you on stage?
I haven't played with people with me too often. It's usually been like one-offs where an ensemble will play with me, a string ensemble, or, you know, the record I put out in 2013 had some choir parts, so I had a few shows around the earth that had a few local choirs singing with me, but generally it's just me up there.
Nice.
That's comfortable for me. But I like them both.
I like how you said around the earth.
Around the earth.
Yeah. It's true.
Who picked out the Terza track?
I did.
You did. What made you pick that one out?
This, we were just talking about binge-worthy albums, and I definitely binged this record last year. I mean, I probably listened to it thousands of times, and this is just the track I decided to pick from the whole record. I think that this record and her voice, it's kind of a throwback, but it's so new and it's so spare in some ways. It's you know, R&B tinged, which I love. So I don't know, I just love everything about it.
Yeah, I was surprised that this kind of one came into it. It was one that I'm familiar with but didn't expect you guys to be listening to a lot, but I guess the genre that you guys make music wise isn't necessarily the genre that you listen to while you're on tour and stuff, so this is a good one.
Yeah, and I think Mary and I, from like what we were talking about earlier, we're both kind of like genreless artists. Mm. Just to speak about like who we might get paired with, I think it keeps it pretty wide open because I know Mary has played with all like the gamut of different musicians and I have too, and I think that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, you both of you have done collaborations in the past. Do you enjoy doing that kind of stuff? More than solo, maybe.
Equal. Yeah. You know, I like being able to have it all as an option. You know, just solo, duo, bigger projects, playing on other people's records.
Definitely.
Session work, all of it's soundtrack stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely a progression for me because my first few records were definitely bedroom recordings with no eyes or ears, and I played by myself, so I was a very, like, you know, kind of hermity artist. And then I started doing some collaborations, and, you know, it's just been a progression since then, and I love doing it all too.
Nice. Should we give this Terz a track a listen?
Yeah.
Did I let you feel the blame when I should have been faithful? Did I let you take the blame when I should have been faithful? Did I let you take the blame? Did I let you take the blame? Did I let you feel cold when I left you outside?
You made a good point of saying that it starts with the guitar and then it kind of goes into something else and then it finishes on the guitar then as well, which was a surprise. But is that something that you guys sometimes think that you could do, is kind of just like shake it up with a genre with some guitar at the start and then go into like some vocal harmony weird stuff and then go into guitar again? Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm just trialing. Mm-hmm.
I've played guitar, electric guitar, like heavily affected, obviously. Electric guitar on stage in the past. It's been a long time though, because I have some tracks from my first couple self-release records that have a little bit of guitar on there in the loops. I tried to recreate that.
Yeah, I play guitar pretty bad. I would never play in front of anybody, but I put some on my last record just for the texture.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, it's cool to add stuff like different instruments, even if you don't really know how to play it. So. Play them so well.
We've gotten a couple of texts in via the text line. Mary, who influenced you to play the harp?
Oh, hi. Thanks for asking a question. My mom is a harpist.
Ah.
And so I grew up with a harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, then she made me play it for a while.
So you didn't really have a choice.
No choice at first.
But then once you started playing, you loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get better at something, then it's like, oh, maybe this is the thing for me. Mm. It's cool.
Was it hard to learn?
It was hard. I'm still learning.
Yeah. I feel like the harp isn't one that I think people, when they're at a young age, oh, I want to play the harp.
Mm-hmm.
But
some people are. They're really? Like, they see it in the Nutcracker or like in the ballet or something like that, and they're like, oh, you know, it's kind of like riding a horse or something. Mm. You know, it's like something that just seems kind of magical to a little kid. But a lot of people's parents might not be able to like encourage that so much. But I feel lucky that my mom definitely encouraged.
Yeah, that's quite nice. And we're all thankful because you made some great music.
Okay.
Whose idea was it to get Roy Montgomery on the bill for tomorrow night?
It was mine.
Yeah, I think we told him, we're like, we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see you soon. And then Mary was like, we should have him play.
Yeah, I mean, I threw it out there because he lives in Christchurch, you know.
It's been a long time since he's played in Auckland.
I am so psyched to hear him. I haven't even met him in person. Juliana's friends with him. But he and I have just been, we've been working on some songs together, like remotely. Mm. And I really like him so much. And I'm a big fan of his. And also that record that he made last year with Juliana singing, and I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, no, you're so excited. do you often, like you were saying that you know them via emails and messages and stuff. Do you work collaborations like that quite often? And then sometimes you don't even meet them at all, or do you often try to meet them first and then continue the collaboration?
All of it. I don't know. I mean, if I admire someone, it's so social. Like playing music is so social to me. If I like what they're doing, and I'm like, oh man, I wonder what it would sound like with a harp too. You know, like, oh, let's hang out. Let's make music. You know, it's like very, very social to me. I think a lot of that comes from having lived in Philly for so long, and that was just like part of the, you know, the community was just like, oh, let's jam, let's hear how this sounds together, oh, let's, I really like you, now we're best friends, now we're gonna play music together. Yeah, so that was kind of
that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So we've got one left, one to finish it off, the John Cale track. Whose was this, Mary?
That was mine. Yeah, I just picked it because I love it and I've been listening to it a lot lately, so I didn't really pick anything, a song that was like influential as far as playing goes, but just, you know, it's on my mind.
Just a favorite. This is a classic album.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming up. Have a good trip while you're here, and have a good show tomorrow night. I'm very excited.
Yay, me too.
And yeah, thanks.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Like other angry hordes, discuss what threats were made before. We don't need them anymore. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more. I read the morning news in bed. What endlessness ahead, and there's no more to be said. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. But stay behind relief of all liability and greed. And there's nothing more you need. You know
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.